I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See y'all.
Oh, look who it is.
Let me in.
Just super tiptoeing, sneaking into rooms, just spooking. All right, it's like, if that's how you actually entered rooms, that would just be the rudest, weirdest way.
Oh, it's rude.
Ever.
Hold on, BRB.
Like, if you're just standing outside of someone's door for like 5 minutes, and then they open the door to throw some trash out, and they just like bang it against your crotch, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were standing. Like, uh-huh, I have been here for like
bang
10 minutes.
Bang against your crotch. I don't.
That's on you. That's on you if you didn't knock. You know, you should, should be gearing up those knuckles when you approach the door.
Anytime,
go ahead and fire up the knuckles. Start
stuck.
Just shuffling them together. Get them nice and warm to remind yourself you have knuckles. It's time to use them. And it's time to knock. It's time to give that door a good old-fashioned knock. Give that good old-fashioned door a good old-fashioned knock. Especially if it's of a college door.
I'd say really at any life
good
level,
old
you
fashioned
knock.
College knock. Yeah, unless there's a do not disturb. If you're making a delivery and it says do not disturb, then I guess just stand there.
Just like you said, to not to.
Yeah, so there are, of course, if you look in Appendix B of your textbooks, you will see that there are a limit. It's why we don't work it into the system, but there are a couple scenarios, as you'll see, that are diagrammed there. Mostly plane based. It's mostly off of the ground, so
like drones.
Don't encounter that as much. But yes, sure. Yeah, drone based. Well, you know, planes are being replaced by drones. We're gonna be. I would be. When does that happen? When a plane is just a big bubble with a bunch of little fans, just pick it up and hover it like 20 feet for people who are like, well, I don't like flying, but buses are stupid. So how about this thing? This fucking half Zeppelin, half bus, all drone, baby.
It's the new gift for Christmas.
Yeah. We should bring back
Zeppelins,
too.
I don't know what a Zeppelin
too,
is. I used to know, and then
I
forgot.
Make them faster.
I think it wasn't important at the time.
It's...
I know
it's
how to spell
Zeppelin,
it.
Zeppelin, but it's pronounced Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't tell you how to spell it. I told you
how
it's pronounced.
Tell me how to spell and pronounce it.
Those are two different words. I'm not going to lecture anybody about how to spell Zeppelin. Zeppelin Dynamite.
Zeppelin
Dynamite. But that would be cool. Like, I don't know why there's not more... While we're bringing records and LPs back and, you know, retro style, let's bring fucking Zeppelin. Let me have a personal Zeppelin. Just make it... Let's all start driving Zeppelins. What's the... Why aren't we driving Zeppelins? I've worked myself up into a fervor.
You usually do.
Gosh dang it. Gosh darn it. Imagine if Hitler threw around more gosh darn it's and dang it, y'alls.
Here's a Zeppelin.
We must
is,
defeat the Jews, gosh dang it.
Gosh dang it. It does sound funnier.
It's more like,
and less,
well, I don't know if there's like a folks. It could be the folksy German version of, like, not literally gosh, says gosh and dangsen, or like however
it
obviously translates. But, you know, I'm willing to work within the bumpers of history here, but at least humor me with the bumpers. Please, put them up.
Well,
put up the bumpers. Put up the history bumpers. I'm not gonna make this otherwise.
I'm not going to do it. Okay, so it says here, Zeppelin is a type of rigid airship named after the German inventor, Count Ferdinand von Zeppelin, who pioneered rigid airship development at the beginning of the 20th century. Zeppelin's notions, were first formulated in 1874 and developed in detail in 1893.
Yeah, Zeppelins were a blimp on the radar of history, and I am disappointed.
Just a blimp.
But, they were, though. Like, Zeppelins came and went, and we didn't even... I don't know. Is it the hydrogen? I don't exactly know. Like, maybe a blimp
is
Zeppelin
that what gets
with a different
you?
Gas, and so...
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know where the nomenclature separates, but all I know is all we have is the Goodyear blimp. That's like the Chihuahua to the wolf of the Zeppelin. Like, the Zeppelin used to be a war machine, and it used to be, like, the center of attention, and it was like an airship. It's where we got the term airship, because there's this big old upside-down-looking boat just in the sky, and it's like, yeah, that's what the fucking airship looks like. Then some assholes invented planes, and they ruined it. And you know, we got dogfights, and I don't know what a cat fight is.
I think Zeppelins had their time, though. Ladies. I mean, 1890. I think
a cat fight is still just two women fighting on the ground below a dogfight. No, they did not. The Zeppelins deserve to be in the 21st century just as much as the rest of us.
Well, we are.
I know, but the Zeppelins aren't. So
you
that's
bring
what
up
I'm
a
saying.
Good point.
That's right here. bring back the Zepp. What rhymes with Zepp? Schlep the Zepp. I don't know.
No.
I'm going to have to get with the messaging department. We're gonna bang this together. We're going to get it out the door. ASAP. Post haste.
And what most people know, if you're a consistent listener, Jason won't. He's not going to do this.
I won't. Obviously, I'll delegate.
Yeah, already, right. Right, like somebody else.
We're
going to
be splitting hairs. We're going to be technical about it. We got the the Sibcast complex. It rivals Google and Tesla's complexes.
Oh, no.
Oh, sure does. How dare you?
Electric.
Well, you're going to talk shit about Hans Franz Begans, our premier architect. He came through and he fucking dropped his dick on this project, and he
dropped a hydrogen bomb.
That's right, he dropped a fucking Zeppelin on it.
Oh no, the humanity! Oh.
That's a reference you won't get, Katrina, but most other people who they'll have to put that together in their head, and that's my favorite kind of joke, is the one where I make you know the bad things.
No,
all I have to do is say a few. All I have to do is just jangle these keywords over here. Let's blow these dog whistles real quick, and now you're thinking of the Holocaust. Ha ha.
Ha.
That's
Katrina.
No, I mean like anybody, a listener.
Yeah, but like
speaking,
me too.
Speaking it.
Yeah.
I know you do what you want. You've got kids.
I don't dictate your life. Kids.
You know what? You got them kids there. You got that house there. You got a homeowner. You're a homo. So you got your homo kids. You go do what you got to do.
I am a
homeowner.
That
was Hans Franz Begans, by the way. He stopped by. Just,
yeah.
Hey, I just came here to pick up my check. I'll be on my way. Oh, shit. Is that a... Are you going to eat that?
I thought okay, he was German. He's like Jersey? Oh, my God.
No, he is. That's his German accent.
Oh, my God.
It's weird and regional. Like, it's
oddly
just the way, like, you know how a South African speaks English, like, with a weird, janky British accent?
Do they?
It's like that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just like that. He came from Germany, but it's just like his region.
But he also speaks French.
It's, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oui. I fucking do that. I fucking speak the shit out of French, yo, but I'm eating this donut right now, so I can't do two things at once.
Yeah, French
it's
fries.
Like I had a stroke when I was 27. I used to play football, but now I do whatever. I'm an architect, even though my brain doesn't work. So that kind of explains a lot about why I am who I am.
Those crazy.
Is there even
Jersey
football
Germans?
In fucking
Germans.
Europe. I don't think Germans play football. Shit. Well, anyway,
yeah,
that's
they
what
do.
We call football. It's actually a version of soccer that we use our butts.
Yeah, they use okay.
It's cool. We call it football, though. Footbutt.
No, Jason, stop it.
I already did. That's like stepping in front of a bunch of cars, stopped at a red light, and holding up a stop sign. That's what you just did.
I have to with you. Do you know the kind of precautions I have to take with you?
No, I don't.
Because
and that's
sometimes
not my
you
problem.
Run off.
And
you run off.
And it's we would hate it. That would suck if I went off on a tangent and said some funny shit. Oh,
no,
let's put a stop
the ones
that
aren't funny.
Get out the stop signs. Yeah, that's not for you to judge. That's for God
it
and
is.
Satan
it's
to bet on.
I don't think
that's
this is gonna be a good one. No. Let him play
this
it out.
This is the arena. Republicans are making it that way. They're going hard. Like, I thought last episode or two, I think I was pretty confident.
Yeah.
Or I was like, yeah, it's going to be fine.
But I think we all did,
as
here.
The days go by, as the days of our lives
go
by,
and
the pages of our calendars fall, I get more and more worried. I'm like, who's going to stop him? Who's going to stop this? Who's got, like,
no, you literally are looking around like, where's the adult in the room? Like, someone?
Like, yeah, who, like, but I mean, like, but I mean, no, like, think ahead, like, not now, but who, like, look at all the, like, who would stop it? Like, if you had a football, like, if you were on some sort of, like, bike relay race and you were down and you had, like, your ringer. And you're looking, and then you all, like, you're all looking around, and you've got your helmets and your shorty shorts on, and there's, like, cuts to eyes and helmets and crotches. Oh, where, like, mm-hmm. everyone's looking around and mm-hmm. looking down and looking at each other's eyes mm-hmm. and bulges and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a montage, and then everyone kind of locks eyes with the ringer, and then, but there is no ringer, and everyone's kind of looking around at bulges and eyes. And
is that what you see?
I think... That's what I've just seen. It's a vision that I've just had.
It's a vision.
It came to me
in
this very moment.
It's a vision.
And that's kind of the way, everyone's just sort of looking around like, oh, crotch, eyes, bird, nipple, eyes, crotch, bird, nipples, eyes, crotch,
man,
crotch,
woman,
crotch, eyes.
TV.
Well, we're not going to get into gendering, okay? We can't. I don't think we're allowed to do that anymore. But
can't
we can
anymore.
Say, we can say crotch, eyes,
crotch.
Bird, nipple.
We all have crutches.
Well, we're allowed to. That was actually Trump's latest IQ test. Crotch, eyes, bird, nipple, fart. Just say those five words a bunch of times. Other people, listener, will get it. Let's see. what the hell was I talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's how we're all looking at
these pews.
That's how we're all. Well, I got it. That's how we're all looking at the somebody doing something. There's no ringer. Like I can't. Like okay, Biden. He's the new president. He's got no clout yet, other than star appeal and his record. But he's not like in there. And then there's vice president. No, they're not in there. They don't have the reins of power. There's Schumer, Pelosi. So far, there's a bunch of people who haven't been able to do shit about what should have been done something about years ago.
Their hands
are tied,
Jason.
And then a couple new folks who don't seem to do shit. Mm-hmm. But that's just it. Okay, our hands are tied or whatever they are.
Like, yeah. Trust me.
What's someone going to do? Like, someone got to do something because right now it doesn't look like...
If they haven't by now, then it does feel like nobody's going to do a thing. My favorite is Giuliani asking for pardons for himself and his family right now. That's just darling.
Oh, that's just like... That's like one card in the many of the stupid cards in the Uno hand of the Trump administration. Like, they keep playing the game wrong.
The game I don't want to play.
And they're getting more and more cards. And every card is just another stupid, the dumbest. It's like, instead of a collect four or whatever the thing is, or like,
draw four.
I haven't played the
draw
game.
Four.
Before,
it's draw four.
Draw four. Instead of draw four, it's like, give me several cards at random that are also dumb and terrible, and all the cards are just like pictures of poop and Ivanka or something.
Which is also poop.
Yeah, just like poop with a blonde hair.
Yeah,
with
synonymous.
Quite. The thing with asking for pardons, that's one, and then there's a bunch of other
crazy shit. Literally,
the governor of Georgia. Was like, okay, and like he said, he in a tweet that like quoted him in a press conference and showed a video. It's like, enough, okay? People, our election officials are having death threats. So,
I saw that finally.
Can Trump and Republicans stand up and say something about it? And Trump's response was to just keep on stoking the conspiracy theories. He actually retweeted a tweet and said like, hey, this is all a big fraud. We need this and that. And these guys need
freaking
to be
desperation.
Well, but it's getting worse. It's heightening. Like, that's the crazy thing. And people are still following it. That's what made me mention over the last couple of weeks, I've been like, but now I'm like, well, it's getting worse. And who gonna stop it? No one gonna stop it. There's no one stepping in.
Hey, there's no one stopping the train.
Like,
why is
like
the train going faster? Oh, my God.
Is there a robot or something that's gonna, like, is there a Megazord coming or something? Can we get, like, a guy, can we get, Thor? What's that guy who plays Thor?
Doesn't it feel like everybody thinks that there's, like, checks and balances in place and not realizing that, like, right in front of your eyes, those checks and balances have been completely dismantled? So everybody thinks that there's a stoplight, but there's no stoplight, so nobody's stepping in to stop anybody, not even slow it down.
No, it's the checks and balances version of the of the norms that we've already smashed. Like, there was a lot of stuff that wasn't law and wasn't written down, wasn't illegal, but it was just understood that, you, like, the... well, maybe it will be, and maybe we'll retroactively, but it was understood that you don't do these things and that this is the way we do things. So all of those have already been completely trashed beyond belief, because all conservatives had to say is, hey, it's not illegal. That's all they had, like, with his taxes, with emoluments, with the election overturning, with every executive order.
Right.
It's all just like, it's not illegal. It's just completely absurd. And now we're actually getting to the just actually chomping into the laws. Like, this is where we will see, maybe we'll finally test the system. These are the walls of democracy that are actually now he's like on a daily basis, multiple times, possibly in the dozens of times a day, he's breaking just many laws. Like, it's gotten pretty extreme, and Republicans are still just going. That's the terrifying part. They're still breaking.
That's the terrifying part, is the supporting cast. Exactly. But
what I realize, what maybe is, maybe it's obvious or maybe it's not, is that Republicans are behaving in a doomist way. Everything they say is if Biden becomes president, like, if that's a crazy, stupid if. When Biden becomes president, or when there's a President Biden, America is doomed. They're thinking of their world. Their America is doomed, and that's true.
Yes,
but they're selling it.
They're selling it to the masses and the people.
Well, they're projecting
it.
I'm not even sure if their lizard brains can separate the fact that they aren't America. I think they're just they're in panic mode. They're in fight mode.
Are not relatable.
They're cornered, so they're just projecting their fear and their doomism on all of America as just a matter of habit, I think, at this point.
The swing of their
tennis swing of their divisiveness is so ingrained and so streamlined that they don't even realize they're doing it. They do it in their sleep. They wake up on the floor. They wake up on the floor face down with their tennis arm under them hurting, and then it's going to affect their next tennis match because they're so passionate. They're too comfortable playing tennis.
I've done it
and
again.
And I like tennis so much that it's diminishing tennis returns.
Love 30.
And we're back.
Good to talk to you for the first time this morning.
No, I'm not playing it like that. We had technical differences. There was good stuff in there earlier. There's just, you know, freaking Zoom as being a Chinese warlord over here, just taking America to the cleaners.
Zoom is owned by China?
Yeah. I stumbled upon that when, well, I don't know if it was on here, but I wrote a joke about it that I didn't know why Skype disappeared. It got rendered, got renditioned over there, and then Zoom all of a sudden takes the prize, and I speculated it live in real time. You can go to Mr. Emery's Big Black Deck. Google it, MrEmery.com, affiliate. It's one of our sister stations. I speculated just live that it was Chinese, and then I come to find out, it's Chinese. That's why it took over, because not like that, well, hey, you know, some stereotypes are good. Chinese, good at improving things greatly, and then not only that, but like mass marketing them, because they're like the cage fighting Thai kickboxers of fighting over there. They're so freaking loked at kickboxing that once they get into a kickboxing arena or something similar where just kicking is important, like if you're supposed to be kicking, if you're at a puppy kicking factory or something, they would excel. I'm not saying it's a thing, but I'm saying if it's a thing, they would theoretically be very good at it. The Thai kickboxers, who are actually a metaphor. They're not actually kickboxers, but they're a symbol of excellence in puppy kicking. That's all I'm saying. You know, just theoretically, like hypothetically, like rhetorically. Puppies aren't going to kick themselves, so I don't know what you expect.
Yeah, and they shouldn't either.
Well, no, I don't think they should either. So I think we're agreeing, right?
Ugh, your mind, I swear.
I just puppy season, rabbit seasoned you.
Rabbit. Wabbit. Got it.
Wabbit. Yes, of course. So yeah, about Zoom. We zoomed on in, and hopefully it's not a pile of shit, but usually is. Skype was worse.
I'll give you that.
It was really bad, and then the sound effects, and then Microsoft took it over. Microsoft got lucky, or Bill Gates got lucky and then got Microsofted, because they're not actually good at what they do. They're just, they were good at business, and they invented or popularized. They basically ripped off Apple. Ripped off Apple. They're like,
did they?
Well, Bill Gates is just a nerd, and he knows about programming and computers, which Steve Jobs actually wasn't. Which is probably, it's funny that the meek shall inherit the earth, or nerds in this case, which, you know, same as physically speaking, we'll say. But Bill Gates was is mostly a savvy, cunning kind of move maker. I don't actually know like what he does in meetings, but he's like autistic. Hold on, I gotta stop it. Get the fuck. Cat messing. Get away. She's messing with my cables of my, like, I'm literally recording and she's stupid. This is an annoying cat. This is why I don't like her. Literally a new annoying habit. Interrupting Sibcast. It's great. What was I talking about? Oh my God, this cat.
Bill Gates.
Ah, okay, thank you. He basically just made the right moves, but he ripped off Apple a bunch, like the graphic user interface, the whole operating system. Steve Jobs was the genius who put together, like, he had the intuition to put together a usable interface in the Mac OS, and that's what Windows sort of, they copied all that architecture and just sort of applied their own morals and practices to it, and then you get Windows. But they're not creative. They don't really make stuff, and the things they make usually fail and are just big waste of time and money. They're just a big money machine that generates enough profit that they can fail a whole bunch.
Well, I would say that's a success. They have more money than us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for now, but I don't know. When was the last time? I don't pay attention to Microsoft. All I know is, like, Windows 10 is supposed to be, like, the most stable lately, but it's like, man, it took you guys a lot of tries. Like, there, you know, you remember when we were kids, just every Windows is like, yep, 98 sucks, 2000 sucks, ME sucks, yep, Office sucks, all of it sucks. It's like everything's a pile of shit, but better than the last pile of shit, or not. I don't know.
That was like, I know. I like how, like, Dad ended up getting, I think it was 10, Microsoft 10, and he's like, I never should have installed it. I thought the other one was bad, but this one's worse. I'm just going to uninstall and reinstall the old one. Like, I was like, wow, what a great product.
It's Windows, excuse me, excuse you very much. It's not,
whatever.
You don't install Microsoft, you install Windows.
Yeah, on your house. I understand.
And 10 is like the newest one. I think you are thinking of like ME or something. That was a troublesome one, but I don't remember.
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't, like, it was, there were so many, and they were all had their own problems and crappy and stupid iterations of terrible shit. I don't know, it's been like 15 years or so ago that I switched to Mac, because whatever version of Windows I was using would just, I would have to reformat my system once a month, sometimes twice. It was just, it would crash constantly. Oh. Like, I was building my own computers, so I was working with piecemeal systems, but I wasn't using any exotic equipment. It was just Western Digital and Pentium.
Exotic.
Pentium and AMD. The exotic IMD processor procured from fucking California or something, wherever.
California.
Yeah. Windows is not, I'm not impressed. And Apple is struggling as well, you know, since it's probably been a decade since Steve Jobs died, how time passes. And they struggled a bunch, and they're kind of starting to make some moves again, I think. I forget, but I recently saw some products where I was like, okay. But they don't have the edge either. Steve Jobs was the visionary that made Apple what Apple was. So without him, they're just kind of a pretty cool computer company that is slowly losing their coolness with every passing year.
But they just have so much money. I just don't understand.
I don't understand having money. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. That's a weird, strange concept. It's foreign, literally a foreign concept to me. I think about that a lot, and I'm like, wow. I wonder if rich people think about what it's like to be poor. Probably not. No, that's kind of the problem. They don't think about what it's like to not have money. They're just like, doesn't everybody have money? Why don't you have money? You should have more money.
Do you know what would be better for your problems is if you had more money?
Just toss some money in the direction of your problems, and they tend to go away, or you can have them shot, whichever.
You shoot your problems.
Some people do, you know. Hitmans need work. Hitmans have children too, presumably.
Hitmans.
Yeah. That's the
mans.
It's the proper nomenclature. That's the preferred plural of hitman is hitmans.
Look at all those gentlemans.
Those gentle hitmans. You know, if you haven't seen Leon the Professional, hitmans can have backstories too.
Everybody's human, you know, even those hitmans.
Yeah, someone's got it. Like, they're not using alien guns. Those are hand-shaped guns. They're using to kill people. So that's an interesting thing to me all to think. Just the fact that we still have them. Like, there was a guy on Let's Make a Deal a couple weeks ago who, when Wayne asked him, and it might have been a rerun or something, but it aired a couple weeks ago. Okay, it's new to me. Yeah, Wayne asked him what his job was, and he was like, I am a defense contractor. I make weapons or something like that. And I was like, that's awkward. Like, it's kind of an awkward profession to, like, say, and especially in the environment, it's like everyone's just kind of, like, hanging out and chilling.
They're
and being
having
relaxed.
Fun in their costumes, yeah.
Then just like earlier, how you jangle the thought strings, or however it's characterized. Now everyone's thinking about war and shit, and whatever, like, part of their brain, whatever part of their brain that stores WMDs is lighting up, because this guy's a fucking defense contractor on Let's Make a Deal. Jeez, man, take it easy. But
I think that's what he was trying to do, though. Like, he was trying to lighten up, go beyond
okay, well, don't
a game
be yourself.
Show.
Yeah. Lie to us, sir. That is
Please
upsetting.
Do.
It's like if Hitler showed up on Let's Make a Deal. It's like, so what do you do? Well, I like to garden. I am a vegetarian, and I annihilate the Jews occasionally from time to time. Or, you know, whichever class I perceive to be controlling the purse strings, as they were. So, I like to kill
I know, and then there's
people.
Like a... There's like a audience gasp.
and then Wayne just, like, because of his mad improv skills, like, all right, let's make a deal. And they're just like, they just play through it. It's like, all right, we're not going to lose this whole episode. We're just going to lose this whole episode because Hitler over here likes to go a little nuts with the genocide. Okay, let's keep it light. Let's not dwell on that.
This is what we're here for.
It's not about the past. It's about the present. Live in the moment. Wish you hadn't brought that up, Hitler. Now I'm kind of bummed.
And then Hitler gets a zonk.
Oh, no. And then Tiffany's like, you want to, it's like a pizza zonk, and there's pizza. And it's like, you want to eat some of your zonk? And he's like, okay, we'll. And you see Hitler just like eating some pizza, just like, and it's like dribbling on his swastika medallions and stuff. It's like, oh, look at me. This isn't a costume.
Yeah.
Like, this is the worst Bill and Ted reboot I've ever seen in my life. Oh my gosh. Like, you thought that Bill and Ted Face the Music was bad. Bill and Ted Befriend Hitler. That was a misstep. I will admit, in hindsight, should have been in foresight. Now that I look at the title, should have been obvious. Not a good plan. But, you know, we all make mistakes. All right, I'll see myself out. I got my box of stuff. Thank you for this opportunity at whatever movie studio produces the Bill and Ted movies. Thank you. I'll see myself out. Thank you.
Yes, no, I realize this was not good. I will take my briefcase with nothing in it.
Hey, guys, this one's on me, okay? I admit it. All right, I'm out. I'll see you guys. I won't see you guys later.
No.
See you.
He won't
see you.
Be
won't
back.
See
you. Lock I'm the door when he leaves, please.
Click.
I mean, so many good jokes start with Hitler.
I agree. I started one of my stand-up sets with a Hitler joke once, and I was like, and then that's the only time I did that.
I did not repeat that.
Especially unless you know it's a good joke, because I didn't. It might have been the first time I'd said it. I don't remember. But definitely hadn't vetted it. It wasn't like, yeah, this is a real winner. It wasn't my my lesbian pussy joke level at all. It was...
No, that one's a good one.
That one's a good opener, and maybe too strong, but this Hitler joke, not so much. It doesn't compare, though. I think that my greatest performance was probably at Gutty's. It's not ironically great. I've had better ones, but at Gutty's Clean Club in Greenwood, where the theme, they have a theme at their shows where they'll just throw out a word and you can write jokes about the word in addition to your other jokes. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of a challenge thing. So the theme that night was songs, and ironically, as a musician, I have zero jokes about songs, and this scenario made me realize that. I was like, holy shit, I don't have a single joke about songs. What the hell? But hey, I'm too busy writing music to write jokes about songs. So I had this idea of just singing, I opened my set, while I was in the audience, I thought of this. I opened my set by singing the Happy Birthday song and getting everybody to sing along with me. But then at the end, I when it's Happy Birthday, Dear Satan. And then I'm going to have to finish the song at that point. The joke is over. And I get everyone to hail Satan or sing Happy Birthday to Satan. I didn't realize at the time. I realized the next week when I came back, I saw a few Bibles in the front and a few Bible scriptures quotes on the wall.
Oh,
and stuff.
Come on!
It's like, oh my God, this is he's a pastor. The guy who owns the place of offense is a Christian. Oh my God, damn it. Damn it. God damn it. I started screaming and no, I didn't.
No, you didn't, Jason.
but no, the guy was... the guy was cool about it because he likes me and he was cool about it the week before. But I was like, hey, sorry about that. I didn't realize that I was singing praises to Satan in a religious place. And then I also ended that same set by telling a joke about gay bullets. And I fucked it up and I only told half of it. And it just made me seem like a raging bigot, apparently. So that
Jason,
was a good...
Jason, the truth has to come out eventually. And I'm sorry that it set. Happened publicly.
I am a satanic homophobe and you all know that now.
Can I come back next week?
Yo, can I come back? You homos? No, I mean you own homes. That's all.
That's literally all I mean.
So what? Is there another way to interpret that? Weird. That's super gay. I mean, what? I'm leaving. No, that's par for the course for me. I feel like that's been my life. It's just
a little bit symbolic, yeah.
A detached autism where I am just my 3/4 of my brain is in my own world and the 1/4 that's left here is just distracted. It's doom scrolling or something. I don't know what it did when we were kids, but it was distracted and it wasn't paying attention to real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were definitely in your own world.
I guess I still am. Every time I try to step into the real world, it rejects me wholeheartedly.
And you're and that's on me. I get it.
I think I've got an electric fence. I've got a collar around my neck and the real world is I'm trying to get, it's like, zip, ah, ah. Yeah. And that's why when I go out into it, it's just painful. It's like, I actually break through the fence and I grit my teeth and I bear down and I'm distracted by that and also it hurts.
You're I want to go outside.
So when I interact with people, it's through gritted teeth and a headache and squinting eyes and I'm like, hi. How's it going? I gotta go.
I think your story is more relatable than you realize.
I struck a tuning fork here. This is pretty crystallizing. I think that I think people can relate.
But other people. I do think
other socially anxious people, and it tends to be the deal is that your perceptors are just too interpretive, and you're just trying to there's no egocentric. Divining rod. A lot of people have a way they feel and it doesn't get messed with very much and they're like, I feel this way and I'm just going to point it at people and then if they don't feel they don't feel like feeling my feelings, that's fine. I'll just go feel things and point them at other people and
I'm going to go point these somewhere else. Thank you.
Then the socially anxious people, they're just constantly, there's a feedback loop of how's this being perceived? How's this being, and then it just eventually short circuits itself. And they start spazzing, or they freak out, or break down.
You gotta go
down
back to your fence. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Everyone's got their own ways of getting to their fence, or their own defense mechanisms. But that's
defense. I get it. Good one.
That's defense.
Good one. electric.
Some guys' defense mechanism is literally like a bunch of imaginary fat guys with, like, if the guy's name is Hal, Halbert, it's just three fat guys with Hal written on their stomachs holding a big fence yelling, defense, in a bleacher, in a single bleacher. Just one.
Just one.
Just the one. Not multi, because it's three guys. Is a bench a bleacher? Could I sit on a park bleacher? I'd like to do that one day.
Huh.
I feel like it is. I mean, if they're bleachers, then you take one of them out. That motherfucker's a bleacher. Damn bleacher.
You bleachers. I mean, I can't argue with solid logic.
Liquid logic. If you had some liquid logic, I'd argue all day with that.
Gaseous logic.
Gaseous, come at me, bro. Especially if it's in a Zeppelin. Oh, I will take it down like the Lindenberg, like the Hindenburg that it is. Do you not even know what, because you don't know what Zeppelins are.
I do now.
Oh, but and you researched the Hindenburg since then?
I've heard of it, and I know nothing about it.
You just didn't know it was a Zeppelin? I just thought it was a giraffe that was born in the 60s.
It was called a blimp.
It was never, it was a Zeppelin. The Hindenburg.
Maybe it was a blimp. It's funny when you describe.
I don't know what the difference is.
When you describe your like social inadequacies or your own personal norms, I would say we add this experience with like the electric fence and like how you describe it, but also your mating, like when you were the crow and like how you like bring shiny things and then step away. I think that applies to
mating, but that's pretty much human interaction in general. You know, I discovered that my issue with like, for example, dating is not that I have an issue with women. It's I have an issue with people, and it just applies to women also. Like I went back through my memory banks, and I'm like, oh, I've got plenty of stupid interactions with men too, where I totally did the wrong thing. I just don't really care about that because I'm not interested in men, so I don't like think back about what I did wrong.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bother me, but it's just it's human wide. All people. I am a crow. Confusingly bringing you.
But you don't bring boys gifts. You only bring girls gifts, like shiny things, I think.
No, but the gift is the interaction. It's the discourse. It is the metaphor for the great drama, the stage on which we are all fools and players and kings and some of us audience members. We got the Howl crew. We got them holding up their signs. Defense!
And
if you imagine they're in like the A fence, they're in an old play hop. I don't know what they call it. Where Shakespeare, if you imagine Shakespeare in Love, where Gwyneth Paltrow played a dude, but it's like the Hal guys. They're sitting there. They're just like football. They got beer helmets on, and hell yeah, Juliet, get it.
And it's a different experience, I would say.
Yeah, well, for sure. It's not your classic, but some people prefer the adrenaline while they watch their theater. You know, have a couple of guys to pump it up. Someone out there. I mean, people yell at movies. I'm not going to say what color those people are, but you feel
Jason, their skin color. Jeez.
I didn't say what color, okay?
Wow.
I didn't. Again, you fill in the blanks. You use your own racist thoughts to complete the picture.
No, I said skin colored, so, ooh.
What?
Exactly.
Okay, glad we arrived.
All right.
In our blimps, Zeppelins. I'm looking up the difference between blimps and Zeppelins. Unlike blimps, Zeppelins have rigid frames that retain their shape whether or not. So a blimp is just like if a hot air balloon and a Zeppelin crashed, and somehow instead of everybody dying, they just kind of amorphed.
It was a merger. Yeah,
if all of a sudden the Zeppelin's skeleton just vanished or something somehow. I don't think that would be possible. So yeah, it's just a Zeppelin is a blimp with a skeleton. So we are
I'm
the
so
Zeppelin.
Glad we cleared that up.
We're the Zeppelins of jellyfish. Not really, but we could be one day. Maybe.
Well, if jellyfish had a skeleton, they'd be skellyfish.
Skellyfish. That's a pretty good one.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
That would be actually a pretty good. You could probably put like a little skull, like a little humanish skull, like floating inside a jellyfish. Like it actually had like a little blobular, like that crystal skull from Indiana Jones.
Indiana.
Yeah. Why is Hannah the only? We need to put R's on more words. Like I'm Jason, Katriner. We just want to put them on all of them.
Please don't say my name that way ever, Katrina.
It's not so bad. Kind of rolls off the face. Like if you were a bird, birds would probably, they'd be like, oh, that's a way better way of saying that.
Yeah, I heard somebody say like the other day, like the thing, the way they're trying to learn like an Australian accent, like when they say no, they say ner. They're like, they add like a er on the end of it. So maybe it's just making everything Australian.
If you're going to say H, you got to say H, which actually makes sense because there's actually an H. H, that makes sense to me because like otherwise you've got a H sound, but it's that TCH bullshit. Ch, that's not H. H.
Do they do that?
Pretty sure. I was there for a while.
Yeah, I was just saying you were there.
I was there.
And you were there.
And you were there.
It gotta be one of my top five favorite Jason voices.
I don't know what that one is.
I don't know what it is either.
Who that guy is?
Pinned it down, but is it?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Hopefully he shows up more. Hopefully there's more reasons for him to show up then.
I do like him. I prefer him over Sneaky Wee a lot.
Oh, no. Now, these days, Sneaky Wee. Sneaky Wee is a little. He's not as prolific as he used to be, Sneaky Wee, because, you know, people. Low carb. There's a lot of people going keto, and it's really. It's really put a dent in business. I mean, I don't know if he's even around. Is someone summoning? My ears are burning. Oh God, my ears are burning. Now,
burning the wheat. Got it.
Burning from people whispering about that wheat is on its way out. I have to disagree. There are carbs in everything. You don't know where I hide. I like to hide in beans. Want a bowl of rice? Not without me. Even no carb alternatives have a little bit of carbs in them. I'll still make you. I will get you. I will find you in your homes.
That was good. What a resurrection.
Yeah, I can't really do. I can't do Sneaky Wee right now because my voice is a little raspy. I recorded vocals last night, so I'm.
I literally was about to ask what the heck because you sounded like that when we began, and then again.
Yeah, well, I've recorded a bunch of hardcore, awesome metal vocals last night, so I tried to tee it up.
Also,
but it's just
you have COVID. Just kidding.
It's formidable. Well, yeah, no, I collect COVID. I've got a collection. COVID collection over here.
COVID collection. Oh,
in little jars. Like, what's his name?
You just said
Aviator.
The same thing.
Howard Hughes. Got COVID, and it's COVID, COVID, pee, pee, COVID, COVID, pee, COVID, pee, 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 COVID, pee, COVID. Poop. That was something I thought I had the other day. I don't know what my cats think I do with their poop after I've scooped it.
Yeah, I always think that too. Like,
as a matter of fact, I don't know what anybody thinks I do with my cat's poop after.
Yeah,
and I don't know what
questioning
you do
a
with your cat's poop after you've scooped it. And nobody knows what anybody does with their cat's poop after they scooped it. So I just think we should have a don't ask, don't tell policy on what we all do with our cat poop after we've scooped it. 3, 2, 1. Yeah.